and through each and every one of you. I am on fire for God, and I refuse to get any less than that. There's a theme that the Lord was giving me through all these worship songs. He is a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He breaks every chain. He is the great I am. And you know, let it rain, open the windows of heaven. That's because he's doing that. The time is now. There's no more. No more waiting. The Lord told me this is the year of his favor. And everything that the enemy has took from you, whether it be your finances, your health, it's coming back to you. It's going to be restored because you know what? The Word of God says it. And God's Word does not come back void. Man. There's such a flow and anointing right now. My God, you are great. Wow. Wow, Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah 41. We're going to look at verses 9 through 13. That's where we're going to start. And it's going to be the second part of verse 9. It's going to be that bottom half. You are my servant. I have chosen who? You. And not cast you off. One thing I want you to take away today is God called you. You are his servant. The next part, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. And I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing. And they shall perish. Glory to God. Wow. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Wow. And those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord, your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, for I am the one who helps you. You know why he says the right hand? The right hand represents authority. It represents power. And where does Jesus sit today? At the right hand of the Father. Because why? Because he is power. He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. He is our authority. He is the authority. Wow. Turn with me next to Psalm 27. This is my favorite psalm. I read it, I don't know how many times in college when I was going through a very difficult time. Little did I know that the Lord was going to use it today. But I tell you what, there's been a stirring in me since I got back from South Carolina from my mom's celebration of life. I got back Wednesday and it's like I hit the ground running saying, all right, Lord, let's go. And you know, ever since that day, since I got back here, knowing where my mom is, there's nothing that brings me such great joy knowing where she is.
Amen. That's right.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and who? My salvation. You're not just reading that, you're proclaiming it. You are speaking it into existence. See, God spoke this world into existence. And when you say the Lord is your salvation, you are speaking something into the atmosphere that changes everything. Whom shall I fear? There it is again. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. We saw earlier, and I find it so very unique and ironic, but it's just God. Pastor Gary chose the psalm that we read first thing, and it said that he is the stronghold. And lo and behold, the scriptures I'm giving to you, there was fear. And who shall we fear? God is the stronghold. He's the rock. That's the Holy Spirit coming together between two pastors, two people who work together because we know what God is doing, as we seek Him first. When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh. Flesh is what? Your physical. My adversaries and foes. It is they who stumble and fall. We saw in the worship song, Let It Rain. And I read that Psalm 97, verse 1 through 6. God says in His Word, they will stumble and fall. He says it again, and He's saying it to you. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. How many of you had an army come against you, or a group? Whether it be in the natural or the supernatural, most of us can raise our hand. I personally have experienced, I know what it's like to get jumped by a group of men. And you know, when I was that age, I was little, of course I had fear. Because I didn't know. I didn't know who I was in God. But you know what? The Lord took care of them for me. Yes, I may have suffered some bruises and marks, but I still stood. And the Lord dealt with them like He's going to do for all of you, because this is the time, says the Lord. Now, my hammer has dropped. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. We see wars going on right now. But little do we, most of the people know, that God is doing something. Yes, we pray for all those in Russia, Ukraine, everyone in the world. We should just be praying for everyone in the world. But yes, we pray for those things going on. Because there is a lot of evil. But there's also a whole lot of good that God is doing. And we may not see it, but you know what I could tell you? I feel it. I feel it. It's stirring within me. You ever shake a Coke bottle up and you open it and it explodes and just whoo? Yeah. That's how I feel right now. I feel like the Lord undid my cap and flows of living water, Jesus, is coming out. And it ain't stopping. He's not putting the cap back on. I refuse to let Him put the cap back on.
It feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And one thing have I asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Not some of the days, not a couple days, all the days of my life. To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple, For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. How many of you feel like we're in a day of trouble? But how many of you know he'll hide you? How many of you know he'll take care of you? How many of you know we shouldn't fear what's happening? We should only fear God. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. But not only will he conceal you, he's going to lift you up high upon a rock. Not low, high. Because he wants people to see what he's done in you. He wants people to see who you are in him and what he's doing for you. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." So let your light shine. He's lifting you up on a rock. I love this, verse 6. "Now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy." Not just saying joy, shouts of joy. You are expressing what he has done for you, lifting you up above while all your enemies are around you. You should take good faith and victory in that, knowing that that's what he's doing for you today. This is the time. This is the Lord's favor this year. So many of us, the Lord gave me this morning, so many of us are fighting the enemy with natural weapons. That's why I brought my nunchucks today. Some of you probably didn't know that I know some stuff. But here's the thing. You can't use a natural weapon against a supernatural enemy. What did Jesus do when Satan came to him? "It is written." See, the word is your greatest weapon. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts not only to the soul, it goes down to the spirit. It cuts bone and marrow. It divides. That's how awesome this word is. That's how strong his word is. And who's the living word? Jesus. The Lord gave me that this morning driving here. You can't fight a supernatural enemy with a natural. I was like, wow, Lord, let me get my nunchucks then. But it's so true. And so many times, as we've been showing you, he's saying, you should not fear. He has you. He's got your back. You put the whole armor of God on, but one thing it doesn't say is your back. Because in Old Testament, I want you to go and look it up. It says, God is your rear guard. He's got your back. But you have to, I have it right here actually. Thank you, Lord. I have so many notes. I'll get to it later. But you do, you have to stand in the authority he's called you to be in. See, in the natural, if you want to join the military, you get to go to a branch, sign the papers. When you sign, that's it. When you join the Lord's army, the moment you said, "Lord, you are my Savior, you are my salvation, you are my rock," you just joined his army. And you know what? There ain't no backing out. That's why he said put on the armor. Because you're going to fight. But the only way you're going to have to fight is with this. See, when the enemy says it's impossible, we serve a God that says, I do the impossible. When the enemy says there is no way, we serve a God that makes a way. When he says you are nothing, God says they are more than conquerors. That's who he's called you to be. Turn over to Luke 4, verse 18. Wow. Yes, Lord. Yes. I have some names popping in my head right now. A Stephanie, a Sean, Pam, which I think we know who Pam. But it may be another Pam, a Rick, an Eric, and a Stephen. If you know them, if they're a part of your family, if they're friends, or they come to this church, we speak life right now to them. Whatever it is, Lord, there's reasons you pop those names in my head, so we speak to them right now, Lord, and we proclaim the gospel. We speak life. We speak the word of God in them. Send the people to pour into them, Lord. Water those seeds. In Jesus' name, lift them up, Father. Lift them up. Luke 4:18. This is for you today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty. Where are you at? You're at Liberty Life. To the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Hallelujah. He has anointed you this day and this hour. Now it's time for you to proclaim the good news. It's time for you to take His word and do it. Faith without works is dead. You got to walk it out. You got to show people the light in you. There's no greater thing than the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's alive and well. He sent His Holy Spirit to dwell within you. He called you to do greater things than Jesus did. Your mind can't wrap around it. That's why He said He had to anoint you with His Holy Spirit, so you can do those things. Who do you fear? Only God. You need to walk around knowing. Just knowing that authority, the power, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. If God before you, who could be against you? You walk with the authority and no fear, because that's... You want the enemy to fear who you serve. You want the enemy to run the other way and go, oh my gosh, look who's coming. You need to know that you know that you know that we serve a God who is faithful. We serve a God who promised you things that are coming to pass this day, this hour. Because His promises are what? Yes and amen. See, when you speak the word of God out loud, it changes the atmosphere. Anytime you speak the word out loud, it damages the kingdom of darkness. It tears His kingdom down. That's why He tries to rob you of your voice, so you don't speak it. So you don't say the name of Jesus. Because every time you say the name Jesus, what happens? Demons tremble. And if you look that verse up, that scripture, it says they shake uncontrollably. Jesus. the only one who can do that. There is no other. There is no one greater. But greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Because He wants to do things today. That is the whole purpose of this message. He's wanting to say, I've called you. I've anointed you. I'm going to break the chains. Your sons, your daughters, your grandsons, your granddaughters, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your friends, your cousins, doesn't matter. The ones you've been praying for, He is calling them home. He is bringing them back because they have a praying mom. They have a praying dad. They have a praying sister, a praying brother. He is bringing them home. For such a time as this, you have to proclaim it. You know what proclaims means? Speaking it, shouting it from the tops. Because you know what? He puts you on a rock high. Say it. Speak it. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It don't matter what people think about you. God already told you what He thinks about you, and He's the ultimate one. Hallelujah. You know, I am really fired up. The Lord wants to move. He wants to do some great things, and I know there's a great need. There's a lot going on. The enemy is trying to rob us from food shortages, finances, whatever it may be, spiritual, mental, even the spiritual, even your physical. Not today. No more. When I heard the Lord tell me that the hammer has dropped, the sound that I heard was so loud it broke barriers. And you know what? If you look at the sound waves, there's a ripple that goes through. And you know what? That is what He's doing today. His hammer has dropped, and He's going to do great and mighty things that you have not yet seen. Because today is the hour. Today is the time to raise up my army and do the work that I've called you to do. I'm going to play a worship song. This song I chose is actually the first time I ever heard it. Was thankful to Miss Vicky in the back because she sent it to me. And you know what? We got to use it for my mom's celebration of life because I sent it to my dad. My dad said, wow, that song is so powerful. And you know what it is? It's a very anointed song. And I know why. It's because this person keeps the name of Jesus throughout the whole time. So I'm going to need my prayer team up front. If you want to stand in the gap for anyone, or if you personally have a need, then I want you to come up for prayer. Because the Lord at this time, this hour, He is going to do it. We may not understand, because our minds can't understand it. Because His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher than we can ever fathom. And if you just want to stand and worship, that's okay too. Because you know what? The Lord's going to touch you right where you are. And we already prayed for Jamie and Jen, but you know what? We can still lift them up, and Pam. My prayer team is here for anyone who needs it. And if you need to go, well, then I pray the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and go and do the work of the Father. And you are welcome to stay in fellowship. Don't miss out on what God wants to do for you. You know, I'll use this All right, Lord, I'll do it. If you ever watched the movie Rocky V, there's a part where Sylvester Stallone got knocked down, and he got up, and he said, one more round. One more round. And you know, I feel like this is the time, the Lord's time. He's had enough of the enemy doing his stuff. You're about to see God move in a way you've never seen before. He's going to show his hand. And you are going to be shocked. You are going to be in awe. You are going to be in such disarray. You're going to be, oh my Lord, you done this. So as we worship, if you need prayer, come forth. If you need to go, I understand. If you just want to stay in fellowship, praise God. But may the Lord bless you and go and do the work of the Father. Amen.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Would flee in Jesus.